made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike. John, don't forget that you, the royal you, can get involved with the Field of Green sweepstakes as your chance to win $5,000 for all of your home improvement plans. Enter to win now at 1620thezone.com.
I'm insulted. You called me a royal you. I'm a cub you.
Nope, you're a royal, John. Nope, you're like all the royals.
We
could be royals.
I hate the royals.
Royal.
Bunch of twits.
Wow.
Well, they are.
Wow.
They're so bad. The one girl and the dude, they're trying to leave the family.
Well, yeah, it's because the family tree is a stick.
Prince Charming and
a lot of branches.
Princess Leia or whatever the hell her name is.
Joey, yeah. I think he's a huge fan of the royals.
Yeah.
Well, he talks about the royals too much. Well, things are about to get extra spicy in the Big East again next season as Seton Hall's best player, Kadari Richmond, made the decision to transfer to rival St. John's and Rick Pitino. John, will this rival the Ed Cooley Georgetown move on the hate-o-meter?
It won't quite rival it because, I mean, you are talking about a coach who had been around a little bit longer, but this is going to make things very, very, very spicy because Richmond, literally the best player on the Pirates, and now going across the river to play for St. John's and Pitino. The other thing about it is, I do wonder how this is all going to work out because St. John's also got Davion Smith from Utah. So you got two incoming players who are very ball dominant.
Yeah.
And how are you going to, you know, be able to share things? Now, of course, you know, you're Rick Pitino and you're like, well, you know, I did this before because I had all these great players on the Louisville and the Kentucky teams. I can handle this. But it will be rather fascinating to see. It'll also be fascinating to see if they can make Richmond a more complete scorer because he's not a great shooter. He's good around the rim, but he's not a great shooter. So how that's all going to work together. But it will be very, very fascinating to see how venomous things get between those schools.
Stop trying to fast forward through my summer and fall, John. And the rest of spring.
You can't wait for the start of college basketball season, Josh.
Man, my stomach hurts now. In all seriousness, I think this is cool. You got to like the extra spiciness in the conference. The end of year one for Rick Pitino and St. John's. Been a few curious things that have happened here and there, but certainly is going to make year two interesting.
Well, Cardinals catcher Wilson Contreras broke his arm after it was hit by the bat of the Mets' J.D. Martinez on a catcher's interference. It is the 33rd call of catcher's interference this season, which 10 years ago would have been the total for the entire season. Why is this happening in higher and higher numbers?
Well, we've got a picture up for you on our, if you're watching on the video. Look how...
I was going to say they're closer, right?
Look how far back Martinez is in the batter's box, but how much more forward Contreras is.
So who is further up or back, do you think?
I think, because if you look at the year-by-year numbers, it has been on a steady incline, and we're on a pace to be more than last year, which was in the 90s for catcher's interference calls. I do think you have a lot of catchers who are cheating up a bit to help them with pitch framing.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have a lot of batters who are further back in the box because the velocities are higher.
They want just a tiny bit more time.
That just gives you a little bit more time to react to breaking pitches and to fastballs.
I think
the answer is somewhere in the middle. You got a little bit of creeping up on one side, a little bit creeping back on the other.
I was going to ask you if pitch framing was playing a part in this happening because that
has really become
such a big part of Major League Baseball over the last decade or so.
I think so. And it sucks too because I saw the play and I mean his swing comes through and hits him right on the arm and you can hear Contreras just yelp.
Ugh.
It's just and he was for a team that was very offensively challenged, he was their best offensive player, and now he's going to be out for several weeks.
Mm.
Cup starter Shota Imanaga gave up two whole runs yesterday in seven innings versus the Padres, skyrocketing his ERA to 1.08. This on the same day, a poll of MLB executives voted him the best free agent signing of the offseason. Does this survey demand a recount?
Man, a recount, but they voted him the best free agent signing. Oh, because he gave up two runs? I get it. You're trying to poke fun. Ha, ha, ha. I hope this guy gives up two home runs in the World Series clinching game, and then you're sad, John. Just kidding. I wouldn't root for that, even though you root against my favorite team.
I am proud
that
MLB executives, not blinded by the whole Shohei hype, voted for the best Japanese pitcher in baseball and not a guy who's half of what he used to be.
Interesting.
But yeah, Imanaga got 9 votes. Ohtani got 4. It's hard to argue against Ohtani because he's having such a great season. But his price also was much, 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 much higher. So in a way, Imanaga was a great bargain compared to Ohtani. Then again,
who was very expensive.
Then again, everyone's a great bargain compared to Ohtani just because he was so expensive. That said, he has justified the money for him so far by having an awesome year.
Hmm.
But Imanaga, far superior.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, he's the best Japanese-born pitcher in baseball.
Interesting, because he's pitching right now, John. The other guy's not pitching. He's injured. But he's still hitting home runs. He's
half
yamming
the
ball.
He's half the man he used to be.
Man, it's so cool to see guys who are left-handed hitting home runs. Remind me of me.
You got a problem with right-handers?
Right-handers are boring. Left-handers is where it's at. Lefties. Though I write with my right hand.
You're confused.
I've always thought it was weird. They say this is left-handed, but swing with your right arm. I don't understand why this is the arm that says what hand you are.
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
Nothing makes sense.
Nope.
John, you're not a believer in the announcer's jinx. But what do you think of this?
Don't take this the wrong way, but we are already a no-hitter alert. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, before he throws a single pitch tonight,
who is not the best Japanese pitcher in baseball.
We have a no-hitter alert.
Okay.
Enjoy what could be a no-hitter from Yamamoto.
You know, Jazz, when your first pitch.
Right here on MLB Network for Herald. You see why I'm Greg. We have a no-hitter alert. Enjoy this game live on MLB Network.
His voice.
It's in the major leagues to establish himself as that guy. Dodgers looking for a 6th straight win and a 13th out of their last 15 after they took the first game 6-3 last night. Yamamoto comes home and off we go, and the aggressive Marlins get a first pitch swing and a high fly ball and a home run for Jazz Chisholm on the first pitch.
Oh,
this is a fraud!
Come on, it's real, right?
That was the first pitch of the game!
He said no hitter alert.
There's no such thing as a no hitter alert in the first inning.
They had the graphic. No hitter alert. No hitter alert.
Just because they had a graphic doesn't mean it's true.
Real to me. Broadcaster's jinx, very real.
There is only one.
And spectacular.
There is only one team that could be involved in a no hitter alert before the first pitch in anger is thrown, and that's the Jack Mitchell softball experience.
Can't argue with you there.
That's incredible.
I can't
believe the bias.
Amazing.
As a reminder for those who missed the news earlier, the full NFL schedule for the 2024 season will come out 1 week from today. It was originally supposed to get released tomorrow, but it got delayed. The reason for the delay, not mentioned. Am I a reason to for the blame?
Hard to argue
is it
with
my
that.
Fault?
Seemed like the schedule's going to come out. Suddenly, Joey is getting quote tweeted by national ratings people. People are talking about it.
People are being
critical of his Cowboys Week 1 time slot.
Which I think is a very good common sense pick, in my opinion.
There's no problems with 5 1 p.m. games, okay?
None.
Did the NFL see this and say, we got to push it back a little bit because we're copying too much off of Joey's schedule? Hard to argue.
Well, you know what? If we find out next week that Joey didn't get anything right, then we know that they were reacting to him because they didn't want him leaking the schedule.
That's a great point.
Definitely.
Joey, this is awesome for you. You're going to be
a winner no matter
what.
They're even going to change the Brazil game just because you had that one too.
Yep.
It's all about the house money.
Nope. We're going to send the Jets down there instead and piss them off with a different team that wears
green. He was so confident in his Week 18 stuff, but now they'll be like, now we're not even going to do divisional games in Week 18 anymore. Joey would have been half right.
Instead, we're going to put the Cowboys and the Bucks at 1 a.m.
I'll be the highest rated 1 a.m. game of all time, John.
Well, that's because it's an NFL game.
Because we love the NFL, and we love the Cowboys.
Nobody loves the Cowboys.
I do. There's at least one of us.
Speaking of the NFL, Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is a suspect in the alleged assault that injured a man at a Dallas nightclub this weekend. Is his time in KC coming to an end?
It should be, yes. He's done. Get him out. Very troubled. Just so irresponsible, this behavior. You know, playing this game is a privilege. Why does he think he is above everything else? No, has he killed anybody? No. But he has been reckless. His judgment is awful.
And you know the worst part for him, in terms of like why he won't be on the roster, in my opinion, next year? Contract's easy to get rid of. Like, this isn't some insanely long deal where they're, you know, committed to him for a ton of money. I mean, he's a rookie.
It's bad enough that he's doing these things. That's the bad thing. But then when he realizes, you know, hey, I could be jeopardizing my career as an NFL player, and he's still out there doing it, I mean, his judgment is awful.
Yeah.
Well, Boomer Esiason said on his New York radio show today that he would not be surprised if Netflix and the NFL Combine on Christmas Day football days. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, mainly because the NFL creates these new things, and then suddenly there is another network, or in this case, a streaming service that is willing to buy it. You know, like, it's odd, John, how they can just kind of carve out from their normal schedule new things and say this is a new thing. And given that Christmas, especially most years, is traditionally on an NFL day, you know, like next year it'll be back on Thursday, then the year after that Friday, that's not traditional, but then it'll be on Sundays, then it'll be on Mondays. So the fact that they're going to make more money, and given where Boomer has been in his career, wouldn't surprise me at all if he's right.
It would be the next logical progression, right? At some point, though, you've got to wonder, is there a breaking point, right? Because all of this is taking away from the existing contracts, you know, the Sunday contracts. You wonder at some point, hey, we're just going to be everywhere. Every network's going to have us. Every streaming app's going to have us. Every cable channel's going to have us. We're just going to be everywhere. I mean, there is a point where you do want to kind of rein in a little bit all of your carriers, you would think.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the NFL is on the most different networks, and that's only probably going to grow.
Especially because it's going to give them more money.
Because people are hungry for programming that they know people will come to.
All right, get ready for the main event tonight. Union Omaha is a little over an hour from hosting Sporting KC. Do the Owls get it done tonight, guys?
I mean, we don't do bet of the day anymore, so
no,
I don't have to worry about losing any more of your fake money.
That's true.
Sure, why not? This is it. They get it done. It'll be Coniglia magic. It'll be like Coach Buddha is back coaching the Mavs. A little bit of that Sandy Buddha magic, baby. Owls win. Owls win. Owls win.
Yeah, give me Union Omaha to get the victory tonight in the coolest event ever for Union Omaha.
Yes.
Also, get the blue out of that stadium. Get them out of there.
Blue?
Get them out of there. That's what Sporting KC, their colors are blue. Union Omaha, not blue, famously.
I didn't know what
Sporting KC's. They're not Eiffel 65.
I didn't know what Sporting KC's colors were.
Blue.
Blue.
Yep.
Okay. Well, coming up next, what's for dinner?
Nice.
We'll be back in about 1/80th of the time it takes to get an order at Popeyes.
No, a normal order.
On 1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Last night was barbecue chicken, and we all agreed it was very, meh.
Restaurant or
too salty? No, the wife made it, but too salty, and then the texture of mine—it was very rubbery.
Oh no!
She thought it was overdone, but it almost felt to me like it was underdone.
Ugh.
So I didn't finish.
Yeah,
I ate the potatoes and the green beans.
Well, hopefully dinner tonight's better then.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have some leftover pizza.
Might be a pizza as well. I don't care.
Oh, I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Good reference.
He doesn't have to worry about a Celtics game.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
I got a question.
Question for you. Yeah, we have Knicks Pacers tonight.
Whatever happened to Goodrich Dairy?
Goodrich.
Remember Goodrich? Or has that been gone? I mean, I think they might still have like
I recognize this
a
logo.
A co-location with a Subway. But there used to be Goodrich Dairies everywhere.
So I don't ever
remember. It was a dairy store. You went there and you got your milk and ice cream.
I've seen this at stores. I've seen Goodrich Dairy ice cream. I've never seen a store, though. Their own store. I've seen it like at
They used to have their own dairy stores. We had one in Fremont.
I don't remember this.
They had the best malts and the best banana splits anywhere. The best. Best chair.
I don't want a banana split.
Oh, you and your, I'm afraid of fruit.
Not afraid. I love fruit. I have bananas every day.
Well, you have a banana and you get ice cream with it.
I'd rather have the ice
cream. And marshmallow sauce and hot fudge
and
strawberries and delicious ice cream.
All the sweets.
Jordan, wow. John criticizing his handicapped wife's cooking. Sad.
I did not know. She said it first.
Bye.